It's Morning Edition on KUOW. I'm Rob Wood. This election year was tough on Muslim people in the U.S. They were targets of vitriol during the presidential campaign. Since the election, there have been suspected hate crimes against them in the Puget Sound area. So this week, a Seattle Times editorial called on readers to reach out to their Muslim neighbors. Republican Chris Vance, who ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate this year, shared the editorial on his Facebook page. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm why and what happened after he posted it.
There's no doubt that hate crimes are increasing. The level of intolerance and really kind of radical ideas out there is multiplying. I just thought it was a very, very good message that needs to be shared. And I also think this message needs to come from Republicans, because unfortunately in today's polarized tribal political situation, conservatives just reject any message that comes from liberals, even if it's factual. So I think it is incumbent upon the Republican Party to stand up and reject hate and racism and intolerance, which is really, honestly, I hate saying it, is infecting our party.
So you read this editorial, you thought it was a positive, may I say, bipartisan message, and you decided to share it. So what kind of response were you expecting when you posted it?
Unfortunately, exactly what I got, because I'm used to this. There are far too many people out there who call themselves Republicans and conservatives who now believe that all Muslims are terrorists. They will tell you that Islam is not a religion, that it is a cult or a political movement. At one level, they believe that immigration from Islamic areas should be limited. Others would say it should be eliminated. And I have even frequently heard people seriously say that all Muslims should be deported, that you cannot be an American and also be a Muslim. So I expected exactly what I got, which is a lot of support, a lot of people saying, I agree with you, but then an awful lot of people saying incredibly hateful things. We have to stand up against this consistently, firmly, all the time, every time, whenever we see it. It is antithetical to what it means to be an American. It's antithetical to what it means to be a Republican. I want to tell you a story. In the middle of the campaign, CARE, the organization that advocates for Muslims, mostly in the city of Seattle, had an event. And they invited political candidates to come speak to mostly young Muslims who are interested in politics. I went. There were representatives there from Bill Bryant's campaign, from Kim Wyman's campaign, and from the Washington State Republican Party. But when I posted that on my Facebook page, I got just an avalanche of comments saying, how can you go talk to a bunch of terrorists? You're not a true Republican. There's a war going on for the soul of the Republican Party. Between those of us who hold, you know, traditional Reaganite views, and on the other side, you have people who have flooded into this party who hold racist, bigoted, hate-filled views. And I believe Republicans need to make it very clear that those people are not welcome. That's what Dan Evans did with the John Birch Society back in the 1960s. We need to say, we don't want your votes, we don't want your money, we don't want you to volunteer to work for us. If you have hate-filled views about our neighbors, you aren't welcome in the party of Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and Ronald Reagan.
What would it take for you to formally leave the Republican Party?
You know, I've thought about that. I think about that almost every day. I'm not going to do it. I would rather stand and fight for what I believe in than give up and let the party be taken over by those people.
Republican Chris Vance with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. Vance is a former state party chairman who tried to beat Senator Patty Murray this year.